When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Greetings and welcome. It's Eric Erickson here this fine Friday. I hope you're doing fantastic. The phone number is 877-973-7425. It is an open line Friday. Now, before I get to any phone calls, we need to discuss next week. Nope. It's not about me. It is about the great debate. Both the campaigns and ardent supporters of Donald John Trump and Joseph Robinette Biden have decided to set their expectations as best they can for the debate. That, you know, Donald Trump is going to blow him out of the water. No. That wily Joe Biden, he's so sneaky. Both sides are trying to claim the other guy is going to have the best debate. Elise Jordan was on MSNBC and had this to say. Well, did have something to say, but then the audio died on it, so no big deal. These people are doing their best to game the system to benefit their own side and trying to make the case that, well, the other guy is just so smart. He's going to have such a good performance. You should grade my guy on a handicap. It's all kind of dumb. Let's be honest about it. Who knows what's going to happen or what they're going to say. I do, though, need to play Van Jones and his audio because he says something that is stirring the pot in Washington. This is Van Jones on CNN.
Life form, you're going to be watching. If you've got a functioning brainstem, you're going to be watching. Because if Biden goes out there and messes up, it's game over. If he walks out of there and a week later he's lower in the polls, it's panic in the party. But if he goes in there and he can handle himself against Donald Trump, a runaway train, a locomotive, a raging bull, then this guy deserves another shot to be president, because that is tough. You couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. If you can stand toe-to-toe with a runaway train like Donald Trump for an hour and a half, you are fit to be president, period, point blank. This is the whole presidency in a bottle in a week.
That's Van Jones, and then the response to Jones. Wrong one. Where's the response? Well, I had the response to him, and oh, yeah. Here we go.
But I do think they are setting the bar very low so he can look like the guy who beats expectations. That's his whole thing. He just needs to beat expectations, and his expectations stink.
If he stays standing for 90 minutes, he will have won, according to the media. That's how it'll be.
I think you're right about that.
I think so.
Yep. That's it. If old Joe Biden can stand for 90 minutes, he's going to win. But I think there's something to Van Jones's point that if he doesn't, it's game over. The Democrats will try to find a way to get rid of Joe Biden, and they can't. And I gotta explain this one to you, because I know some of you are so epistemically convinced that they're going to push Biden aside. You at least need to understand how hard it is, because I agree with you that if they can, they will do what they can to shove him aside if he has a terrible debate. They'll go to Jill Biden and say, you got to like lay a pillow on his face when he sleeps or something. We got to be rid of him. But here's the legal problem, because there's a legal problem to it that y'all seem to miss, that you think the Democrats can just say, Joe, it's not you. The legal problem is this. Joe Biden has the delegates. And under the law, those delegates are bound to Joe Biden. They have no choice. They can't now say, I don't think I can support him at the Democratic National Convention. No, they're bound to Joe Biden. Under the law, the way it works is those delegates are bound to Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden does not want to step aside, Joe Biden cannot be made to step aside by the Democrats, because the delegates are legally bound to him on the first ballot. And he has a majority vote on the first ballot. So Joe Biden has to decide to go away if he has a bad debate. But here's the other issue, is they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that Joe Biden is declared the winner of the debate, as long as he doesn't have a senior moment. This is Elise Jordan on MSNBC.
Yeah, it certainly, there's a sense that, because the Biden team really pushed for it, no crowd, because Trump plays off the crowd so well, he'll be deprived of that. There was a coin flip yesterday, and the Biden team won the coin flip, picked which podium to have, as opposed to the ability to go last. So actually, it'll be Trump who delivers the closing argument next Thursday, at least. So Eugene's point, the Biden camp, we can tell how important they think this moment is. Mm-hmm. When they wanted to have it. June, the earliest we've had a general election debate in decades, because they do need to remind Americans, this is the choice. They need to remind Americans, hey, this is who Donald Trump is and who he will be again.
Well, the Biden campaign needs to set the narrative early that Biden is competent and capable to lead going forward, and he absolutely cannot have a senior moment at this debate. That's what I heard from, I was in Wisconsin and Michigan 2 weeks ago for a lot of focus groups, and what I heard from voters, Democrats who support Biden, is just that they are going to be watching, and they want to make sure that he's up to the task. They might still be planning to vote for him, but they're uncomfortable about the age, and it really is an albatross that is hanging around this candidate and campaign.
Can't have a senior moment. It's going to be hard. Remember, the thing that Democrats are still excited about is Joe Biden's State of the Union performance, where he referred to Lincoln Riley as Lincoln Riley. That's their shining star about Joe Biden, is his State of the Union address. They hopped him up on whatever they hopped him up on. And let's be honest here, everybody knows he was hopped up on something to give him energy. In fact, even the people on the left who deny it, once he's out of office, they're going to finally admit they knew all along he was on something. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was Hunter's cocaine or what, but he was clearly like had something to give himself a boost of energy. Maybe it was just a B12 shot. But he had something. He was amped up, raring to go for a 1,000-year-old man after 6 p.m. and he's had his early bird special. That was a really unusual full force energy. And everyone who has a senior citizen parent knows it was out of character for a senior citizen. But they'll do it again. Donald Trump is already making jokes about Joe Biden on cocaine, which is hilarious, because the media, I mean, he's clearly telling jokes, and the media's like, we have to fact check this. There is no proof that Joe is using Hunter's cocaine. None. We have to fact, I can't believe we're having a fact check. You don't have to fact check a joke. You don't have to fact check a joke. And he's clearly being funny on stage. But it's funny with a purpose, to remind people that Joe Biden being that alert and active at 9 p.m. is not natural, because Joe Biden is not awake and alert at 3 p.m. We've all seen him at 3 p.m. One more on setting the expectations. This is Newt Gingrich.
Store. Right. They're going to be reminded how expensive everything is. Within 2 or 3 days of the debate, some illegal migrant's going to commit a crime that makes national news. You go down the list. So Biden's problem is, can he do so well in the debate that he offsets reality? Trump's problem's totally different. All Trump has to do is be calm. Maybe ask Biden some questions like, did you really know Vladimir Putin when he was a lieutenant colonel in the KGB in East Germany, which Biden claimed he did?
Right.
Or do you really believe your uncle was eaten by cannibals? I mean, the, Biden is so open to be, to, you know, if my advice to Trump would be, deal with Biden with humor, not with anger, because Biden is pathetic. And it's, you know, I think, and he's so dishonest that you can't take him seriously. And you just have to say, you know, Joe, did you realize you were lying about China and the last time we debated? Did you realize you were lying about Hunter's laptop the last time we debated? But I'd use my time, if I were Trump, asking Biden questions and getting Biden rolling.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, to Gingrich's point, by the way, Gingrich and Biden are only, there's only about a year or two difference in their age. Gingrich just hit 80, I think. The other day I saw it was his birthday. Way sharper than Joe Biden. But, you know, Trump is at his lovable best when he's funny. And I think his team is smart enough to know that. All he's got to do is tell jokes, make people laugh at Joe Biden, make people feel a little sorry for Joe Biden even, because you're not necessarily going to vote for someone you feel sorry for. You're going to like send him home and let him rest and say, poor guy doesn't need to be in the office anymore. Tell jokes, make people laugh about the absurdities of Joe Biden, his family, his uncle eaten by cannibals. Where's Corn Pop? Joe Biden says he drove an 18-wheeler, so he should know if he actually drove an 18-wheeler that it's not going to work if you make them all run on batteries. Make jokes about Joe. Would be funny. But it's going to be must-see TV. So there was a survey the other day. 60% of American adults say they're going to watch the debate. And I got to give credit to CNN for this. CNN is not hogging the debate. CNN has announced it's going to share the debate feed with everybody. So Fox will run the, you don't have to watch CNN. You can watch Fox. You can watch ABC. You can watch, I think, News Nation. You can watch MSNBC if you want. Now, the debate questioners will be Dana Bash and Jake Tapper. You will not have debate questioners from other networks. It's going to be CNN's format, CNN's debate, CNN's hosts, CNN's moderators at CNN's studio in Atlanta. Joe Biden gets to pick the podiums. Donald Trump gets to get the last word. And that, my friends, could be used to leverage it to Donald Trump's advantage. The final word in this debate will go to Donald Trump. They're going to cut off the microphones. One of the things Maggie Haberman has noted, and Maggie Haberman knows the Trump team, Maggie Haberman has talked to, it's always kind of funny to me that people dismiss Maggie Haberman's reporting on Trump because the Trump team talks to her. Donald Trump talks to Maggie Haberman all the time. I know for a fact Maggie Haberman wants to stop reporting on Donald Trump, and the New York Times won't let her. And Haberman is saying that instead of doing like a regular standard debate prep, Donald Trump is doing policy prep where people are just talking to him, giving him a couple of one-liners that he can use, but explaining policies to him. In fact, here is some of what she said, because I myself have heard this point from people close to Trump.
Do you know in past debates, did he do mock debates? I mean, did he have somebody playing somebody else?
Well, Chris Christie, I mean, played a version of Hillary Clinton, and he played a version of Biden in 2020 and then in 2016 before that. So, yeah, I mean, those were, look, Trump doesn't like prep. I mean, he considers it school. So the fact that they've gotten him to do it this way is actually pretty revealing, and also speaks to the fact that I think he knows that this has to go well for him. He has said to people multiple times that he knows that he interrupted too much in the first debate with Biden in 2020. And having just rewatched that debate recently, it's really striking. I mean, we all talked about it at the time, but Biden could barely get a word in edgewise, and Biden was kind of smiling throughout as this was happening.
Yes, I've heard that myself from people close to Trump, that Trump at this point realizes it's better to let Biden talk so people see he's out of his mind than to keep interrupting him so he can't even have a chance to lose his train of thought. I think that's well said. I think that's very notable. And I think Donald Trump can use that to his advantage. But also, one of the reasons Joe Biden's team set the debate for June is because if there is damage, they hope people will forget it by November. And the odds are, people will, because the odds are, as Newt Gingrich noted, some news catastrophe is going to happen within a week of the debate, and we'll all move on to something else. The question is, will we blame Biden for whatever it is?
He's got the courage to tell you the actual truth, even when it isn't popular. It's the Eric Erickson Show. You can be live on Eric's show by calling 877-97-ERIC. That's 877-973-7425.
Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. Open line Friday. I will spend time on your calls. We got some lines available if you want to call in, 877-973-7425. Be patient with me. I've only got about 2 minutes here, two, 3 minutes. So I don't want to try to get into a phone call and cut your time short. Many of you have been waiting. So just wait a few more minutes. I promise I'll get you. I got to say, though, I had a proud dad moment last night. My daughter has officially become a conservative. I don't know that my daughter has officially become conservative. It might be that my daughter has officially become an insurrectionist. She got her first pay stub. She's not sure who FICA is, but she doesn't like FICA. I've been waiting for this moment as a parent my whole life. Now, I know some of your kids started working earlier than mine, and mine had to do a lot of volunteer hours in school, and my view was, like my parents with me, that your job's to get as good of grades as possible, get the best scholarship you can for college, so you don't need an after-school job. You need to be studying and bring your grades up and then do all your volunteer activities that you had to do. So she's just joined the workforce with her first paycheck right out of high school. She's doing camp counseling this summer, and my gosh, she is furious with FICA. She is furious with Uncle Sam, and she's already, as an 18-year-old knows, I'm never getting Social Security, am I? No, you're not. I'm getting all of it. It's been glorious to watch the realization of what a scam Uncle Sam is. She's furious, and I've explained to her, Evelyn, Democrats believe that you should pay even more, and Republicans believe you should pay less. So which side are you voting for? And conservatives believe that we should have a free market, and we shouldn't imply tariffs, so it's not just your income tax, but also all the taxes on all the stuff you buy. My daughter has embraced the free market conservatism of Milton Friedman, and she is furious with the federal government for taking taxes out of her paycheck, which is not a whole lot. So then I had to explain the refund. So now she wants to know, well, why am I having, if I'm going to get it all back, why do I have to pay it in the first place? And are they going to charge interest? Nope, no interest. Nope, they just give it back. Oh, yeah, she's a conservative now. Welcome, child. Welcome. Americans for Prosperity has been pointing out common sense solutions for all of this and what's happening at the border. They've got a website right now, secureborder, secureamerica.com, that you can go to and find out all the common sense solutions for securing the southern border so we don't have more illegal aliens continuing to cross and bring in the crime wave across the border. Border walls, technology, surveillance, Border Patrol agents, judges to process the amnesty claims. All of these are very common sense solutions that are out there without needing a comprehensive solution. Americans for Prosperity wants to remind you of all of them. Secure Border, SecureAmerica.com. That's where you can go get the policy solutions. And then, my friends, you can also take action and be involved and educate your members of Congress on the common sense solutions. We don't need a comprehensive multi-thousand page plan. We just need more Border Patrol agents and a secure border. Secure Border, SecureAmerica.com is brought to you by my friends at Americans for Prosperity, fighting for conservative principles across the country.
He's got the courage to tell you the truth, even when it isn't popular. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Less than an hour to tea time. Welcome, it's Eric Erickson here. The phone number 877-973-7425. As promised, phone calls. JT, you're going to be up next. Welcome.
Afternoon, Eric. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, my man. Donald Trump is going there again. I've been waiting. He's going, I believe he'll be in my beloved hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, tomorrow. So he'll be there this weekend. So I'm interested to see what kind of reception he'd get, you know, and what part of the city he's going to be
right.
in. Because, of course, Wildwood, New Jersey is not too far away. So if he draws a huge crowd in Philly, if I'm Joe Biden, I'm concerned. Because Joe Biden's from Scranton and his wife Jill's from Philly. So that, of course, you and I have discussed, Pennsylvania is a key state. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about how everybody else feels, but I feel if Trump wins Pennsylvania, he will be the next president of the United States.
Even the Biden team believes that if Trump wins Pennsylvania, he probably wins the election.
Right, right. Now, Eric, I don't know what it is with this administration, man. I mean, I know they're woke crazy, don't know what they're doing. I got a puppet, and Biden's really not running the show, but I'm annoyed with this. What? Because Netanyahu complained about them supplying weapons. You want to cut meetings with them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. He drug his feet with Ukraine, and that's another pattern. Now he's doing it with Israel. Had he supplied Ukraine and Israel with weapons sooner and the right weapons, it wouldn't be drug out as long as it has. So, you know.
Yeah, look, I'm interested to see politically how this plays out. JT, thanks for the phone call. The you know, Florida has a large Jewish population in South Florida, very pro-Israel, and Biden's polling there has taken a nosedive. And for a while, polling looked to be closer in Florida. Not that people actually thought Biden was going to win it, but close, helping with the national popular vote. And now Trump is breaking away on the Israel issue. And siding with Hamasniks around the country isn't helping. You know, Alvin Bragg has now formally dismissed the charges against all the Hamasniks who took over the building on Columbia's campus, dismissed the charges on them. They smashed into, vandalized the place, took the place over, trespassed, and he won't prosecute them. This goes back to the saying, for my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law. He's willing to trump up charges on Donald Trump, but dismiss legitimate charges against these trespassers because they're on his side. And I think that's going to matter with people. Michael, in Dayton, Ohio, you're up next. Welcome.
Well, yeah, it's a first-time caller. I love your show.
Thank you.
I had a comment on the border, the rise of evil that's coming out of there. Have you ever heard of a book by Dr. Francis Miles called Why God Hates Open Borders?
I have not.
You should read it. It also has excerpts from the book online on the YouTube channel. You can see video clips from it. It'll tell you the truth about what's happening.
I'm looking online. The case against open borders from a kingdom perspective. You know, okay, this is, well, I'm going to get on my bully pulpit here, Michael. I have a lot of friends who believe that we should have open borders and embrace immigration because God says take care of the widows, the orphans, the poor, and the refugees. And undoubtedly, there are refugees coming, and we should be kind to them when they get here. And in fact, we should not be cruel to the people who come across, even if we don't want them here. But when you look at all of the illegal aliens who are coming into this country, overwhelming social services for those who came here legally, driving up, making hotel rooms scarce, taxing social services, committing crimes, we're not really loving our neighbor to turn a blind eye to the lawlessness. And for the people who want to throw Jesus at it and say, we got to let him come, Jesus would let him come. I don't know that Jesus would. He said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. An immigration law and a secure nation state's border is something I think God Almighty himself would respect. The people trying to twist it to advance open borders and lawlessness, I think are no better than the devil in the Garden of Eden saying, did God really say? Now, I want to move back to a subject I brought up yesterday. Here is Axios left-wing site. The latest U.S. temperature outlook for July, typically the hottest month, offers little comfort for those hoping the June heat wave are aberration. The outlook issued Thursday shows nearly the entire lower 48 states experiencing above average temperatures, with two-thirds of much more likely than average heat, the Great Basin and the Northeast. July heat waves have the potential to be more intense than during June, with the same strength of heat dome yielding higher temperatures due to the sun angle and higher background temperatures. The monthly outlook is based in part on the development of La Nina conditions in the tropical Pacific Ocean that can tip the odds in favor of blocking high-pressure areas forming across the continental U.S. Such high-pressure areas or heat domes can redirect weather systems around them like an atmospheric detour and manufacture longer-lasting scorching heat in areas under their influence. And don't forget the volcano. That Pacific volcano, the Hunga Tunga Hunga volcano, blasted so much water into the atmosphere over a year ago, they predicted a heat wave would be caused by it that would last several years. And none of this is having an impact on the public, and the media is very upset. Here's Harry Enten from CNN on the polling over climate change.
So this is recent U.S. temperatures compared to the respective time frame since 1895. The last 12 months have been the third warmest on record. How about the last 2 years? The second warmest on record. How about the last five-year stretch? It has been the first, the warmest five-year stretch on record. We just can't catch a break. I am so used to the heat advisories now. I'm so used to the excessive heat warnings. It just seems to get hotter and hotter and hotter with no end in sight.
Well, after that very encouraging start to this segment,
yes,
let's get even more encouraging. Have graphics like these, do you have a sense that they have either changed people's ideas of climate change? Has it made people buy into it more or less? I mean, because when you lay it out like this, it's pretty stark.
It's pretty stark. To me, it's pretty obvious. But take a look here. Americans who think climate change is a very big problem. This is just a poll out from last month. 36% of Americans. Look at this trend line over the last 3 years. The number
people
ain't
care less.
It's not going up. It's going down. It was 39% in June of 2023. May of 2022, it was 42%. Then you go back to July of 2021, it was 47%. The trend line is going in the exact opposite direction that you would expect. The fact being that despite the warmer than normal temperatures, despite all of this heat over the last 5 years, Americans are no more of the belief that climate change is a very big problem.
And so I guess the question is, why isn't there more urgency around this, for example?
It's because belief climate change is real and caused mostly by humans. It's actually less than a majority, Omar, and it's not even trending in any particular direction.
The media is so upset they haven't been able to brainwash us over this issue. Y'all, here's the thing. I am one of the people who does believe climate change is real and that the world is getting warmer. Do I believe that it's because of humanity? Only in part. Just hear me out. There are 7 billion of us on the planet. We're the largest cluster of large mammal on the planet. We pollute. Of course we affect the planet. We live symbiotically with the planet. Of course. However, we're also on a rock that orbits a giant ball of plasma that itself orbits a black hole in space, of which we are only a quarter of the way around since humanity first set foot on planet Earth. Perhaps there are astronomical things that also affect the planet, and it's not just us. And in any event, even if it is us, why should we give up our lifestyle and our way of life instead of adapting? You have all these rich people lecturing us on climate change who won't give up their private jets. Why should I give up my coffee and hamburger if Leonardo DiCaprio isn't willing to give up his jet, huh? I'll believe climate change is the crisis they say it is when they start acting like it, because none of them do. We just saw all of these global leaders fly their private jets to Europe to talk about climate change in Switzerland. And the best we can do is get John F. Kerry lecturing us that, well, we're important people and we need our private jets to be able to go around the world and discuss climate change. It's better to do it in person than a Zoom meeting, and we can't be on commercial flights with icky people. I'll believe it when you act like it. but also they keep trying to scare us. Greta Thunberg scowled at us 7 years ago. Greta Thunberg scowled at us and tweeted, if we do not stop using fuel within 5 years, the planet will be extinct. She then deleted the tweet, and it's now 7 years later, and she said we'd all die off after 5 years, and we're still here. In fact, we're living in a world today where the hysterical projections of these people from the 80s and 90s is now reality, and all the things they said would happen haven't happened. We haven't had, like, this massive, massive swell of hurricanes. In fact, they've had to revise it. Well, now, I realized you shouldn't pay attention to us when we said we'd have more hurricanes. Actually, what we meant is we would have the same number or less, but they'd get really powerful as they hit land. That's happened some, but it's happened in the past as well. They just keep changing their story. I'm willing to believe the world is warmer. There's lots of documentary evidence to suggest the world is warmer, but is it because of us exclusively? No. And what should we do about it? I submit to you, it's we should adapt. Adapt. Look, that means in some cases we got to resand beaches. In some parts of the country, it means maybe you shouldn't have your house in the floodplain or in the path of the tornadoes that come through every year or on the beach. But really, y'all, we can adapt to this. There are plenty of things we can do. You know what? You can make your asphalt white. Instead of having dark shingles on your house, have white shingles. Plant trees, things like that. There are things we can do to adapt. We do not have to give up our way of life. We do not have to become the third world. We do not have to raise our air conditioners to 80 degrees at night. We do not have to give up our cars. We don't have to do any of that stuff. We can adapt and also believe in the private sector that continues to make things more efficient without the intervention of the government. Apple is considering, is working to be a carbon zero. That is that Apple, on its own initiative, will make sure all of its power is from renewables and it recycles and does all this wonderful thing. There's no government making Apple do it. It decided to do it. More can do this. The idea that you and I have to give up our way of life when they won't give up their way of life is absurd. And there's no reason for us to buy into the hysteria. Fear should not drive us, and that's what they're trying to do. Now, I want to drive you to oldglory.com, oldglorybank.com. That's the website, oldglorybank.com. You can get an account with Old Glory Bank in less than 8 minutes. It's an easy process. You can get an account for your child. If your child has a lot of babysitting money or lawn care money, whatever, chore, they got cash, they need to deposit it, they can do that with Old Glory Bank. They have a very innovative app, 88,000 retail locations around the country. You go to, scan a QR code, the cash is given to the cashier, and it gets deposited directly in your bank account. And it works. I've done it now 3 times. It works brilliantly and quickly. OldGloryBank.com. You get loans with them. You get no-fee checking accounts, no-fee savings accounts, great interest rates. OldGloryBank.com. Go get your account with them. I have a checking account and a savings account with them. I love them. My debit card works fantastically. I can even, if I lose it, freeze it on the app. And if I find it again, reactivate it without having to declare it stolen. I had to use that feature when we were in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago. Baton Rouge, when I was in Baton Rouge. It works, y'all. It works. It's a great bank. It really is a great bank. OldGloryBank.com. It's my bank. It can be your bank. OldGloryBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Well connected and well respected. It's Eric Erickson live every weekday. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here this Open Line Friday, and I am going to go to Randy's call. Randy, you also good to be the last caller of the day. How are you?
Hey, Eric. Good afternoon. Glad to talk with you. I just wanted to follow up on something you were saying earlier about we all seem to have a difficult time talking to each other. In the past, you know, people, I mean, we had different opinions, but we figured it out. We shook hands and said, well, I'll agree with you, but we'll still be friends. I want to tell you why I believe This is going on how we're being divided. And that is the self-serving wealthy elitists, big business, our government, banks, and especially the media. Now, the more conservative groups are Fox and Newsmax, but, you know, you've got the other side, CNN, ABC, MSLSD, and I say that because those people over there are all something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, you know, and our government is now of the bureaucrats, by the bureaucrats, for the bureaucrats. We, the people, are being left out. I've got friends of mine who are liberals, and we cannot talk to them about anything that's going on. It's sad. You know, that.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating. Anyway, I did see something yesterday. I wanted to tell you. I read something about, oh no, the N-word, nuclear. Michigan is firing up one of their dormant nuclear plants. Maybe they'll get it. That's the only way they're ever going to get to the point where they want to be carbon neutral, is yeah. nuclear power.
That's yeah, look, it's remarkable, too, that, for example, Biden hasn't blocked the Russians from building nuclear reactors. So the Russians are out building nuclear reactors everywhere when we could be. But nope, we're not doing that. It is bizarre. You know, on your first point, though, look, the media does have a lot to do with it. But part of it as well is us, ourselves. We can't blame corporations and the media alone. It is all of us, to a degree. I mean, there are exceptions, but people have gotten very tribal in and of themselves. People have gotten tribal. People don't want to engage, and also people do want to talk politics. Politics has become religion these days, and people want to talk about it with their friends because they've been converted to it with the zeal of a fresh convert to a cause, and people just can't have conversations anymore about non-political stuff. And when you do, people get mad at you. You freak. Why aren't you talking about this outrageous issue of the day? We've forgotten how to just love our neighbor. We've forgotten how to find things in common with people we otherwise disagree with. And we've forgotten that we really should have friends who don't see the world the same way we do. Y'all know, I got to know Tim Keller before he died, who is probably the most prominent theologian on the planet when he was alive, the most popular, well-read. His books are phenomenal. The Reason for God is incredible. But one of the things that Tim would say is that if all of us are made in the image of God, whether you believe in him or not, you reflect some portion of his image back to everyone else, and therefore we should engage with people with whom we vehemently disagree and try to find the image of God in them in some capacity. And theologically, he ain't wrong. But also, just at a human level, I've got, you know, that's why I've always wanted to do that show, Not Everything's Political, and cook with someone I vehemently disagree with. Have someone on the show with whom I vehemently disagree and try to enjoy their company and break bread together and find something completely not political to talk about. I think it would be fun. I don't know that anybody would watch it. At one point, Netflix was a little curious about it, but then COVID happened and everything went down the drain. But I really do think that it's on us. Forget the media, forget the corporations. It's on us to be able to find common ground with people with whom we vehemently disagree on politics and not make everything about politics, because life is too short for everything to be political. Not everything is. And to the extent you think it is, you are the miserable person. And we can't be the miserable person, and we can play a role in getting people out of their misery by lifting them up. You guys have a great weekend. I'll talk to you all on Monday. I'm going to play golf.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.